Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech. On this show, we answer your questions about computers, gadgets, and the internet.
Charles writes, my smartphone displayed a warning yesterday saying that it had a virus. I did not do anything as I've been told that the warning is the actual virus. How can I tell if I have virus protection installed? And if I don't have it, how do I download it?
Thanks for the question, Charles. Hopefully we can set your mind at ease.
Right, because to be honest, Charles, the odds that your smartphone or any smartphone has a virus on a scale of 1 to 10 is very, very unlikely.
What you most likely saw, Charles, was a scam. A banner ad in one of your apps trying to trick you into buying something or tapping on something that you shouldn't. Uninstall whatever app you were using when you saw that, and you should be fine.
People are used to computers where you could theoretically get a virus from visiting the wrong web page or opening the wrong email attachment. They expect that smartphones will have the same kinds of vulnerabilities, but they really don't. While a program on a PC basically has the run of the computer and can do anything it wants, a web page or a file on a smartphone gets put in a little sandbox and it's very limited in what it can get away with. So it's harder for a classic computer virus to sink its teeth into your smartphone and spread.
Now, that's not to say that a smartphone could never get a virus. And smartphones definitely have other types of security vulnerabilities, which we'll talk about in a moment. But up until now, we've never seen any big scary viruses on Android or iOS that users need to be worried about.
And if that ever changes, Deemable Tech will be the first to let you know.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you might be thinking, well, better safe than sorry, I still want to download a virus protection app. But there have actually been a few studies done, and they found that virus protection apps are pretty much useless.
Mm-hmm.
About the only thing they're good for is slowing your phone down, because they usually take up a big chunk of memory.
And they probably run your battery down in the process, too.
Right. So don't waste your money or your smartphone's performance with useless antivirus apps.
What you should do is to be careful what apps you install on your phone.
Yeah, that is a real danger for most smartphone users. Bad apps pretending to be good apps.
Now, when you download an app from the App Store or the Google Play Store, those apps have been screened, and 99.999% of the time, they are trustworthy. But it's possible to install apps on your phone that don't come from the official stores, and that can be dangerous.
When you install an app from a non-official source, that's called sideloading. iPhones almost always have to be jailbroken to sideload apps, although Android phones don't. Either way, you should know what you're doing and be very confident about the people that make the app before you try this.
Now, Ray, why would someone sideload an app in the first place?
Well, most people who are sideloading apps are trying to install free versions of games that you normally have to pay for. And that is like catnip to hackers.
Yeah, those free versions are completely untrustworthy. And they could come loaded with who knows what kind of bad stuff. So don't do it.
You heard them. Don't do it. Have you signed up for our newsletter yet? If you like these radio segments, sign up at Deemable.com, and we'll send them to your inbox every week.
If you have a question for Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send us an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.